This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Find our next guest, which, so we've got Jem Lay, who's an actor and doing a show called Single Ladies at Red Stitch. Welcome to the show, Jem.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And, well, thank you, because... you guys are, you're like just about ready to hit the show tonight. Have you got a performance tonight?
We haven't got one tonight, but we have another preview on Tuesday, and then we finally have our opening night on Wednesday, because we've been waiting to open the show since March 2020.
Yeah, I know. But now, are you part of the collective at Red Stitch, or are you an invited guest?
No, I'm a guest artist.
Right, okay. So for those that don't know, which, you know, like Red Stitch is so well known here in Melbourne, but just describe to people, what is Red Stitch?
Yeah, sure. So Red Stitch is basically a small theatre company that operates out of a venue on the corner of Chapel Street in Dandenong, and they do a lot of Australian works. They have a whole ink program that is dedicated to bringing up Australian works, and that's what this play Single Ladies has come up through and has grown through, and now it's on the big stage.
Right.
So yeah, they do lots of wonderful work.
Yeah,
there.
And but Red Stitch is a very collective. It's everyone's involved, aren't they? People like you that come in as a guest, but everyone runs the show per se. All the actors, directors, and people behind the scenes, they all run Red Stitch, which is a great great organisation here in Melbourne.
Yes, sorry, my alarm wasn't coming through right just then. But yes, no, it's an organisation where they all kind of chip in. They all play all the different roles of front of house. Sometimes they're acting, sometimes they're helping backstage.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a really wonderful collective,
yep,
very supportive.
Now, Jem, just give us an idea of who you are as an actress. Where did it all start for you? Did you come through school and then uni, or did you do it later in life?
I definitely started fairly young. My brother started doing private drama lessons, and then of course I kind of wanted to do what he was doing. We started there and then just got involved in local theatre up in Queensland, and eventually we both ended up attending VCA in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's an actor as well now, still?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
brilliant.
He is.
What's it like having a sibling that's an actor as well? Which isn't all that common, really, is it? It's a bit of a rarity.
Yeah. It's really, really wonderful, especially because he was in his third year of uni when I was in my first year.
Yeah.
So they do a whole initiation process in the VCA community, and so he was the one giving me my initiation shot of vodka.
It was
lots of fun going through together, and yeah, he kind of knew all the things that I was, all the challenges I was going to face, and it's very helpful being able to bounce things off someone who's also in the industry.
Yeah, and obviously it's been a very tough 12 months for you guys, as it has been for everyone within the arts. But you know, like here you go. Is this your first show you've done since it's all happened?
Yeah, completely. And for a lot of the audience, it's their first theatre show they've seen
true
in a year.
Yep.
So the energy in the room is so wonderful. We've done two previews so far, and it's just been so welcoming and so gorgeous. And people have been so happy to see us, and we've been so happy to see them. it feels like a really nice community going out there, even more so than before.
Right. Now let's talk about Single Ladies. What's the premise of it?
So, Single Ladies is all about Collingwood, and it's basically about women who are a little bit on the fringes of society. There's one woman who's 60 years old and she's just found out she has herpes. There's another woman who is close to being homeless, and she's very, you know, she's a very bored woman, very like, you know, she's going to tell you your opinion, and she's an amazing character. And then there's my character who's been dumped by her girlfriend about 6 months ago and is still trying to get over it. And then she hits a dog with her car.
And basically
the other two women are looking for the dog, and they end up forcing my character to look for the dog with them when I know I have the dog in the boot of my car.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, we actually did an interview when it was supposed to have gone on last time around.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so a funny situation. So it's a lot of comedy, obviously, but a bit of a sad story at the same time. And how does it unfold, without giving too much away, how does it unfold a play like this where, you know, it seems that everywhere there's a drama? Is there a silver lining at the end, hopefully, or can't you say?
Okay to say, it's a really lovely, heartwarming play, and like there's a lot of stuff in there about what it's really like to be these women who, you know, struggle to find friends perhaps, or have not been treated quite right. And yeah, there's a lot of comedy in there, and there's also a lot of moments that might confuse people and puzzle people. We found audiences like doing really big belly laughs, and then the next minute being like, oh, am I supposed to laugh at that? it's quite fun to perform.
What's it like as an actor being involved with just three people on stage, and obviously all age difference as well?
Yeah, no, it's been so great, especially me being the youngest. It's been really nice. If I'm ever a little worried, I've just been asking the other actors what they think, and they're always like, Jem, you're fine. Like, it's really great. And yeah, a three-hander is wonderful because, you know, you get a lot of time, you get a lot of space to do your thing, but it's also not everything is on your shoulders. Like, no one's really a lead character or anything like that. So yeah, it's wonderful, and it feels very much like a team effort.
Oh, good. Well, the idea of it is just fantastic, and it runs to the 14th of March, so it's got a nice little season.
Yeah, I think we have a solid 6 weeks, which is really exciting.
Yeah, and for an actor, that's good, isn't it, to be working that long?
No, it is pretty good. It is quite good, yeah.
So, Jem, you know, like, is there another show looming for you when this one finishes? You know, like, because being a tough year, and have you got something else lined up after this?
Excuse the train in the background. I do, fortunately, have another show coming up at La Mama called Cactus, and that's brilliant. In June, July.
Yeah, very
exciting. Bit different. It's like about two high school girls and also another comedy dealing with endometriosis. So a very important topic.
Right. There you go. All right. So this one's at Red Stitch, and support Red Stitch because they're an amazing organisation within the arts here in Melbourne, and been around for a long, long time and so highly respected. It's called Single Ladies, and Jem's in it. And as I said, we did chat. So it would have been over 12 months ago we chatted to you guys.
Yeah. A while ago, for sure.
Wow.
That's a long lead up to a show, isn't it?
Yeah, a long lead up. All right. Thanks so much for talking to us, Jem, and get out there and support this wonderful little play.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Thanks so much. Bye, Jem.
Bye.
We've been talking to Jem Lay, an actor doing a show called Single Ladies at Red Stitch here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.